We could finish Semen Peitas by the end before Pesach. So we're going to have to start moving a little bit. I know Rabbi suggested that we have some extra chaburas, so if you want to stone him now. we'll have to figure out what to do, but we do need to move a little faster. Okay, Sif Hei in Pei Zion. So the Gemara in, I'm going to go through this quickly because I told some of the Chevra that we'll review it, sort of at least the basic frameworks, though we're not going to get into too much details because it's not really our sugya. We should really have Eli give this chabura since it's Be'etzim a Beitza sugya, but since I'm here, I'll do it. So the Gemara in Beitza and Dav Zayin says that there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yaakov. What's the halacha about Beitzim that are found in a hen after it's slaughtered? According to the Chachamim, if it's Beitzim Gemuros, it's mutter to eat these eggs with milk. And if they're not Beitzim Gemuros, it's Aser. We'll have to define what Gemuros is, but that's the first opinion. Chachamim says Gemuros is mutter, not Gemuros is Aser, whatever Gemuros is. And the second opinion is Rabbi Yaakov, who says that if they're Gemuros Begidin, then it's Aser to eat them with milk. In other words, if they're Gemuros Begidin, it has the din of Basar. How do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef writes, Rov Rishonim paskin like the Chachamim, that as long as they're Gemuros, it's fine, and it doesn't matter if they're Gemuros Begidin or not. The Shach writes that the Behag and the Rif and other Rishonim are machmir like Rabbi Yaakov, and that if it's Gemuros Begidin, it's Aser, so it's not so pashut to paskin like the Chachamim. Now, let's go back to the question of what does Gemuros mean. In other words, when the Chachamim say Gemuros are mutter, what is Gemuros? So here we have three opinions in the Rishonim. According to Rashi and Tosfos and the Rush, it means Nigmar HaChelmon. According to the Rashba, it means Nigmar HaChelbon, or also the Chelbon. Apparently the Chelbon is finished afterwards. And according to the Rashba, Mordechai and others, it means calcification, meaning to say the shell has hardened. So, how do we paskin?
What is Chelmon and Chelbon?
Chelmon is the yellow and Chelbon is the white. Right. There's a official word for that in English. What is it, Matt? The white part of the egg?
The albumin.
There we go. Okay. The Hashach, I knew he would know. The Shach in, so again, the Mechaber only quotes the opinion of the Ra, which is the middle opinion. You need Chelbon to be a Beitza Gemura. And he also paskined against Rabbi Yaakov, meaning to say paskin like the Chachamim, and he was makel even if it's Me'ura Begidin. So as long as the Chelmon and Chelbon are done, even if it's Me'ura Begidin, and even if there's not yet calcification. Shach Sivkat Yud cites Rashbam, who say, no, you need calcification. And he also quotes Shitas Behag, that you have to paskin like Rabbi Yaakov. So what's the halach lemais according to the Shach then? So the Shach says there's three levels. There's L'chatchila, there's Bidiyaved, and there's Hefzid Merubah. L'chatchila, you should be choshish for Rashbam, and you need calcification if you want to eat this egg with milk. Okay, if not, so don't, have the eggs parv. Bidiyaved, if you already mixed it in with milk, so then you should only be makel if two things are done. Number one, nigmar hachalmon ve'achalbon, and number two, in other words, we'll do away with Rashbam, Bidiyaved, and number two is Ein Habeitzim Uros Begidin, meaning to say, Bidiyaved is not willing to be Mekel, he wants to be Choshish for Rabbi Yaakov. And then he says, if it's Hefzid Meruba, then you could even be Mekel like Rashi, that just the Chelmon is completed, and even if it's Mur Begidin, in other words, both Kulas, adopt both Kulas and be Mekel. Remember, this is worst case scenario in Isser Derabanan, because after all, even if it is Basar, it's not Basar, it's Oaf. Now, what comes out is actually that there's two nafkaminas for the Shaila. The first nafkamina is a dino kibasar l'inyan basar b'chalav. As we said, that's a derabanan Shaila. The truth is it's also nafkamina l'inyan melicha in this first, we'll call that 1A and 1B. 1A is l'inyan basar b'chalav. 1B is l'inyan melicha. Namely, if it's dina kibasar, then you need melicha, and if not, you don't need melicha. And then the second nafkamina, which is discussed in Simen Pei Vav, is l'gabi ever menachai. What's the nafkamina over there? If you were hika tarnagolas alznava v'tila beitzim, so then it's aser mishum ever menachai, unless they are completely developed, and then the same debate exists, which is what is considered completely developed, such that you would not be over on Eiver Min HaChai. Now the problem is, that the Shach points out, is that then there's a stira in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Pei Zayin, he paskins, that it's not kibasar, even if they're Me'ura Begidin, right? In other words, he paskins like the Chachamim, but in Siman Pei Vav, he writes, anytime it's Me'ura Begidin, it's kibasar Tanagolas, and it's Aser Mishan Eiver Min HaChai. So how are you miyashev this stira? So the Shach says three answers. Number one, Shani Hacha Delinian Bas Bachalav De'of Shu Medrabana Nikilu. Very simple. There we're dealing with the potential Aser Deraisa that we have to be choshish for Shitas Reb Yaakov. Here where we're dealing with worst case scenario in Aser Deraisa, you could be make it like the Chachamim. Answer number two, Shani Hacha Kevin Decholchad Bifnei Atzmo Mutter. That's very interesting. The Shach notes that the Rishonim already give this type of answer in a slightly different context. We'll return to what exactly he's saying over here and why that's significant in a moment. Is it because there's a Cheskes Heter? Right? Maybe. In other words, over there, we don't know if it came out, we don't know if it's Mutter in the first place. Over here, it was Shneim Bifnei Atman Mutter, so there's a Cheskes Heter. So not clear. Not exactly clear what this second answer of the Shach is. And the third answer, this is his favorite answer, is that actually these two shilas have nothing to do with each other at all. Over here, our shila is it basar or is it parva? Over there, the question is it aver min achai? And the answer is that if any time it detaches naturally, like an egg, and it's not more begid, or like milk, when you milk a cow, then it's not aver min achai. And if it's more begidin, so then it is aver min achai. That doesn't mean it's basar. Ken zayin, that it's not basar, it's parva, but it's still aser misha mevar min achai. And he brings a raya. He says, let's say you didn't have the drasha that told me that chalav is mutter. So we would also say that chalav is aser misha mevar min achai. Now, obviously, chalav is not fleishix, right? It's not attached to the animal. The point is that without the drasha, I would have said that anything that comes from a living animal, an animal that's still alive, that is a problem because of Eiver Min HaChai. And the Chiddush is that no, we say that when it separates from the animal in a complete and natural way, like milk, so then it's not Eiver Min HaChai. So if a chicken lays its egg normally, it's definitely not Eiver Min HaChai. But maybe if it was Me'ur Begidin, so it is Eiver Min HaChai. That doesn't mean it's Basar. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Because the Ramban holds, that is quoted by the Rush, that even Mechalav, that's whey, is Aser Misham Eiver Min HaChai. Why? What would that opinion hold? Why would it be wrong? Right, you all know milk can be separated, right? Like Little Miss Muffet, separate the curds from the whey. So now, when you separate the curds from the whey, so why would whey be usher? After all, milk is mutter. How could whey be usher if milk is mutter? Answer is no. According to the Ramban, there's exeris akasiv that milk is mutter. It's not really following the normal rules. It should be usher. Exeris akasiv it's mutter, but that's only when it's chalav. But when it's no longer chalav, when it's whey, so then it's chozer to be usher minatora because of Eiver Min HaChai. So you see from here that Eiver Min HaChai has nothing to do with the other shaila, the shaila of Siman Pei Zayin, whether it's fleishiks or parif. It's a totally different shaila. And therefore, even though we don't paskin like that Ramban, for reasons that we'll explain over there, but we assume that even whey is mutter. If you ever notice, briskers, certain briskers, not all briskers, they won't eat the whey. I remember when I was in Chevron, I saw some people, they would like pour off the water from the leaven. So I asked, why are they doing that? So I thought it's because they didn't like it. But no, it's not clear that that's whey exactly. But they were choshish for Shitas Ramban. So they just poured it off and ate the rest. Anyway, we'll talk about more of that later. Yeah, well, we'll talk about Mechalav and Mechalav. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah, that's what they're choshish for.
Shouldn't this discussion...
That's not mainstream talk, right?
Shouldn't this discussion also come up by Dvash? We don't see more asking over there.
I'm in Bechoros. Dvash is a little different. But there is a gzeris hakasav at vash as well.
Right, but it's only because of
yotzei. Yeah. It's because it's a different thing. But you, it's a good hara. Well, maybe we'll get back to that. Dvash is fundamentally different because it's not created by the bee. It goes through the bee, as opposed to milk and eggs.
That's the second answer, though, no?
Yeah.
The first answer is assuming.
It's the first answer in Bechoros, assuming.
Yeah.
So you're asking, according to the first answer in Bechoros, why isn't it Aser al Tevim and Achai? First answer, you're saying the Gzeres HaKasav Eretz Vashchol of Drash wouldn't be necessary, is only Alts Yotzei Min HaTameh, but not Eretz Min Achai. Is Eretz Min Achai for bees?
Why not?
I don't know. I'll have to look. I have to look back. I don't remember. Anyway, and moreover, and this is a machlokus rishonim, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, even beitzim gemuros would have been aser al tevim min achai if not for gzeres hakasav, quoted by Shari Dura and others, and therefore memela if they're meur begidin, so we have no, the Torah wasn't megala at its mutter, and memela remains aser. Now agav, now is not the time to get into it too much, but it's interesting, Shaila, how could Ramban say that whey is aser al tevim min achai if the milk was mutter? Like, where did the iser come back? Right? Remember, the milk is mutter, but now you separate the milk into two, so some becomes aser, so the rush is in the chanami. That taka could happen. We have a parallel for that. For example, dam. Dam shepiresh is aser mishum dam, but lo piresh is mutter. Right? Midiraisa. You could eat raw meat. Nefeshiafe. Right? Even though it's unsalted, because it's not dam shepiresh. But once it's pirish, it's asur mishum dam. So, now, it's an interesting parallel. You could make some haros on that. But the Rosh says we have a parallel that something that was once mutter now becomes asur. So the meat was, the blood in the meat was mutter. When it's pirish, it becomes asur. The whey in the milk is mutter. But once it separates, becomes asur. Okay, sivvav. So, we know that Rosh Chodesh is only asur dar bishul. And we learn a couple things from that, from the Lashon of Lo Tavash El Gedi B'Chayv Mimot, that's Derech Bishul. Number one is that there's no Pas B'Chayv Min HaTorah without Bishul, so therefore if it's Kavush, for example, it's Mutter Midoraisa. Number two,
Bishul means eating.
That's true, but the Torah uses Lashon Bishul to teach me that you need Derech Bishul. In other words, there's no Isser Achila if it's not, if the Basar and Chalav did not merge Derech Bishul. So even though Kavush is a merger of basar and chalav, right? Nevertheless, since it's not derech bishul, it's not aser. Even if we translate lo tevashel as achila, you still have to ask, well, why did it use the normal word for achila? It uses a very funny word for achila, namely bishul. The answer is, it uses that term to teach us many different halachos. One of them is that there's only basar chalav deraisa if it's derech bishul, so therefore if it's kavush or the like, it's mutter deraisa. Number two is that the Isser Basar Chalav is not Chal without Nesinas Tam, right? Only Derech Bishul. So if there's no Nesinas Tam, let's say it's 1% Chalav, 99% Basar, it's Mutter. Even though there really normally wouldn't be Bittel here, like by Chatanes, Krishnaim Hatter, but it's Mutter. Okay. Now, can you have Basar Chalav Deraisa with Blios? Or do you need Basar and Chalav? Actual basar and actual chalav. So really there's two permutations of this question. Number one is blios plus blios. Could blios plus blios make basar b'chalav deraisa? When I say blios, meaning fleishig blios and milchig blios, could that create basar b'chalav deraisa? Or, and question two, we'll get to that second, is what about if you have blios plus ben? So let's do question one first. Can you create basar b'chalav from blios plus blios? So, maybe Chumrah of the Ramah, which we keep on going back to, it sounds like you can. Why? Because the Ramah writes, at least L'chatchila, you're not allowed to stoke the coals underneath a Gayish pot. Why? Because it's like Bishul Basar B'Chalav. You might come to do Bishul Basar B'Chalav. And this is from Rabbeinu Baruch. Now, the Shach points out, and if you look at the Makor, it's pretty clear that this is correct, that we're talking here about even when they're cooking a parv dish. So your shifcha is cooking broccoli in her pot. You may not stoke the coals underneath that pot. Why? Because in that pot are blios of basar and blios of chal. Now you're not eating it, but you're still going to do bishel. Oh, it seems from here, you don't rely on that lechatchila. So you see from here that there is such a thing as bishel basar b'chalav, even though there's no basar and no chalav. There's just blios of basar and blios of chalav. We talked about this makor earlier, right? When Gideon Marsha brought a raya from here that yesh bishel achar bishel. Now, is this a definitive raya that there's basar b'chalav, bishel basar b'chalav, even without any basar and any chalav, just blios? No, because remember, the Ramah first of all says this is a chumra, and the Shach says, dafka about this one, it's a chumra ba'alma. So then the question is, well, why is it a chumra ba'alma? So this is a machlokas in the poskim. The Plesi, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, says, why is it a chumra of chumra ba'alma? Precisely because of the reason we're saying, because there's no basar, there's no chalav. And therefore, ain't derech bishul b'kach. It's not really bishul bas b'chalav, because it's not derech bishul b'kach. So, therefore, to actually have bas b'chalav, certainly bas b'chalav midiraisa, you need derech bishul b'kach. Derech bishul b'kach means, at the very least, either some basar or some chalav. If you have neither basar nor chalav, just blios, that is not going to be bas b'chalav midiraisa. And that's why this chumra of the Ramah is a chumra ba'alma. However, if you look at the Imre Baruch on this, he says, no, why is it a chumra ba'alma? It's a chumra ba'alma that to say that you shouldn't allow the shifcha to cook with her own pots, gzeira, you'll maybe stoke the coals, and therefore you have to have your shifcha have two sets of pots, milchiks and fleishik pots, even when she's in cooking kosher. That's the chumra ba'alma to take it so vite. But fundamentally, if actually that's what's happening, it would be aser min adin. So he's assuming that you could have bishul with blios of basar, blios and chalav. So you might have a raya lahachmir from the Ramah, but definitely not a definitive raya. What about though if you have bishul blios plus be'en? Like for example, but would it be bishul bas b'chalav deraisa if you had if you cooked fleishiks in a milchiks ben yomo pat, right? Would that be bas b'chalav deraisa? So many poskim assume yes. Among them the Yisabhat, the Prima Gadon, Rabbi Veger, all assume that would be. And they bring a raya from the Gemara in Kuf Chesmed Aleph that everybody agrees we say Tam Kikar by Bas B'chalav, because Gemara over there says that if a drop of milk falls onto meat and it's no Saint Tam, then even if generally you hold Tam Kikar Slav Deraisa, here everybody holds Tam Kikar's Deraisa. However, we don't hold the raya. Why? Because maybe that's Tam Kikar's Deraisa by Bas B'chalav Kuli Alma when there's actual Chalav, right? They're talking about a drop of milk that falls onto a piece of meat. But if you just have Blios of Chalav, with basar, blios of basar with chalav, then maybe there is no iser deraisa. If you recall, we saw in the Rashba several times, the Rashba holds that this is talin machlokas rishon, the Rashba is on Sadi Chazma base, whether you hold tam kikar deraisa or not. Rashba said, if you hold tam kikar deraisa, so then it would be an iser deraisa to dip a milchik spoon into a fleishik pot with meat in it. If you hold tam kikar lav deraisa, it wouldn't be. If you recall, we pointed out there that the placey Tzadi Ches Beis says, what are you talking about? Everybody agrees Tam Kikar is Deraisa for Bas B'chalav. Why is this only Talui in Bas B'chalav in the Mandam and Tam Kikar Deraisa? The answer is, we said, no, that everybody agrees Tam Kikar is Deraisa for Bas B'chalav when you actually have Chalav. But if you hold Tam Kikar Be'alma Lav Deraisa, so you're not going to acknowledge the existence of Blios She'en Be'mamish, and therefore there would be no Isser Deraisa to put a milchik spoon into meat. Only if you hold Tam Kikar Deraisa. So this shayla, according to the Rashba, is talin whether you hold Tam Kikar Deraisa or Tam Kikar Lav Deraisa. So if we pask in Tam Kikar Deraisa, then it would be Asami Deraisa if you have Blios plus Mamish. However, the Chassam Sofer, which is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva, Tzadi Chasif Katanhei, says maybe not. Quotes Chassam Sofer and others, maybe mid Deraisa you need Mamish Basar and Mamish Chalav. Why? Because it's only when it's kibel tam and agdi mamish. Lo tegvashel gedi b'chalev imot. It's true, tam kikar is midiraisa, that's when you have iser. But to be over on bas b'chalev deraisa, you need gedi and you need chalav. If you don't have both, there isn't a bishop chalav, bishop bas b'chalev deraisa. So therefore, you could argue that you need both. So we've chsam sofer. It's quoted by the Pisrei Tshuva, Ein Sham. I don't remember exactly. Somewhere written down here. No. Tzadik has gotten hay. Okay? Fine. It's Simon Pevav in the Chassam Sofer. Okay, in Yoredei Achelik base. Now, okay, so you see from here that we have all the various different opinions. Now, there are actually nafkaminas about this, especially when it comes, obviously, in terms of Achila, there's no nafkamina because you're not going to be able to eat it either way in all these cases. But there'll be nafkaminas for inyanim of vishal and inyanim of hana, and we could talk about when they would come up sometimes, but they do some come up l'mai. So let's do a couple more halachos, and then we'll tell you some nafkaminas that come up with the shayla. Okay, what about tzli? Poskim dan, is tzli aser mid oraisa or not? So this might be totally in the Gemara Sanhedrin daf dalet amid base. The Gemara over there talks about yesh em lemikra or yesh em lemesoros. The Gemara tries to bring a raya yesh em lemikra because it says lo tevashel gedi b'chalev imo. Now, how do you know it's b'chalev imo? Maybe it's b'chalev imo. So you see from here that we assume it's obviously meat and milk. It must be yesh em lemikra. The Gemara says no. Shani hasam dechsev lo tevashlo derech bishol asra tayra. From the lashon of bishol, I know it must be milk. How does lashon of bishol teach me it's milk? So there's machlokas. Rashi says that's because if it was chelav, then it would be tigun, and it wouldn't be called bishol. The term bishol implies that there's a liquid. So if tigun would not constitute bishol, kol shekein tzli will not constitute bishol. So according to Rashi, it would seem that tzli would not be basim chalim deraisa. According to Tosfos, there's certainly no raya. Why? Tosfos over there says no, that derech bishol means that it was originally mutter and then became maser. Lo tefashel gedi b'chalev imo implies that you had two ingredients that were initially mutter, like basar and chalev, and then when you cook them together, they became maser. But if it's chalev, so then it would have already been maser in the first place. You're not creating the iser from hatter. Oh, so if so, then there's no raya, and maybe even a raya a little bit from Tosos against that tzli would be aser midoraisa, not muchach, but because otherwise you could have learned like Rashi, and there it's a little worse because there's the chelev which melts, it's a little closer to bishol, but at the very least there'd be no raya lahakel from Tosfos. However, the Prichadish over here, Sif Katan Bey, says tzli for sure is deraisa, and everybody agrees. Nobody could say otherwise. How do I know? I have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayvashlu es haPesach." Now, what does that mean? Did they actually cook the Pesach? Chas v'shalom. The lav in the Torah. No, it means they roasted the Pesach. So, you see then that the term bishul also refers to tzli. Bishul means cooking in the generic sense, including tzli. And I, what about Rashi? Nah. Rashi would agree that tzli is also midaraisa. He's just saying that the normal way to refer to tzli, or if it was chelev, would be tigun. It wouldn't be bishol. That's not the normal usage of the word. From the fact that the Torah chose to use the word bishol, so that indicates that there's a liquid here, that there's chalav here, not chelev. But in a chanami, even Rashi would agree that there's misa deraisa for tzli, A, from the pasuk, and he brings a kal v'chomer from Me'ushan. Right, Me'ushan is a safek in the Yerushalmi. We'll talk about it shortly. This might depend a little bit how you define Me'ushan, which is indeed a machlokas. But the pashup shot is, in the case of Me'ushan, if there's a shaila, if Me'ushan is aser midaraisa, it's basar b'chalav, and there's a tzad that Me'ushan is taka chayev mishan basar b'chalav, bishul basar b'chalav, so kol shekein tzli is going to be chayev mishan basar b'chalav, and therefore it must be that tzli is aser midaraisa. But then he says, but there seems to be a Rishon that's talk against me. Who's that? The Ran. Remember our favorite Ran. The Ran writes that, why is it that there's no Hanan? Remember, the all the Rishonim hold, if you hold a Hanan b'shari surin, then why is there such a thing as a klipa? So Tosfos says, Ein Anasar. The Ran says, no. Ein Anasar doesn't make any sense. Really, the reason is because the reason why you'd say Hanan b'shari surin is Gdei Ratu b'shmachalav. And since there's no such thing as Bas B'chalav Midoraisa of a klipa, so Mimela, there's no such thing as Hanan and a klipa, Gevaldik. But if you hold that Sli is Bishul Bas B'chalav Midoraisa, of course there's such a thing as klipa Midoraisa, right? You roast meat and cheese next together. How much of the meat can become Aser? A klipa. So, because it's leis aser klipa. Let's assume it's a kachashtuka cheese, right? So now, there's no such thing, if you're going to say there's no such thing as klipa midaraisa for bas b'chalav, must be that you hold sli is not bas b'chalav midaraisa. The Prichadosh says, first he says, taka the ran's against me, then he tries to be dochak, and maybe, I don't know exactly how he does it, but he tries to maybe even bring the ran into his camp. But there's no doubt that the simple reading of the ran is certainly implies that there is no bishul bas b'chalav midaraisa for tzli. There's also the view of the Chavos Das, Sifkat and Aleph, that Sli is not Asim in HaTorah, his Ikar rise from the Gemara in Sanhedrin and some of the other Ayos. Take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva over here in our Simon, Sifkat and Gimel, he quotes in Milchus Yaakov, that Tigun is not Asim in HaTorah, and presumably who Adin Sli. So as I said, the Nafkamina isn't for Achila, obviously that's going to be Asir, even whether it's Rabbanan or Deraisa, but the Nafkamina is if we're going to say that Sli is not Asim in Deraisa, so then there's not going to be an Isser of Hana or Bishel. So, I was asked, as I mentioned a couple of times, are you allowed to work at McDonald's? So let's assume, leave out for now the inyan of Schora with Machos Asuros. I hope to get to that at one point. Anyway, but are you allowed to work at McDonald's? So what do you say? Used to be that this was one of the questions that was asked for the Kol Elyon entrance exam, but then word got out, so they had to stop asking it. So maybe you'll say, ah, the Nekuda Nefla. So is the Nekuda Nefla relevant? What do you say?
Relevant.
Ah, exactly. In other words, the Nekuda Nefla might be relevant for owning McDonald's or being at the cashier or something. Lagabi the Isser Hana, the Nekuda Nefla is relevant. If you pass it like the Nekuda Nefla, so there'll be no Isser Hana. Presumably, I assume it's Nevela there, right? I mean, if it's horse meat, then it's for sure okay. But let's assume that they actually... There's a machlokas whether the Mordechai.
The
Adiraba. He doesn't hold Nekuna Fla. He says that there's even an Isser. He's more machmer. The Rambam, who holds the Nekuna Fla, is a Kula. And he would say that there's no Isser Hana. According to the Mordechai, he rejects the Nekuna Fla. As does the Rashba. And there would even be an. Right? The Mordechai is a Chomer, not a Kula. Anyway. So if you hold, but Lamaisa, even if you hold a Nekuna Nefla, it's not going to help you for flipping burgers, right? That was the Shiloh's ask. You're allowed to flip burgers at McDonald's. So then, like Rabbi just pointed out, the Nekuna Nefla won't help you. Even the Rambam agrees it's still Nisar Bishul for Basar Nevela. So what's going to be the Halacha? So this brings us to that Shiloh. If you learn, like the Chavos Das, and others that you think that there's no Isser D'oraisa for Tzli. So here it's Tzli, right? At McDonald's, they don't boil their hamburgers in milk. They roast their hamburgers or they put them on a griddle or something like that. It's Tzli. So are you allowed to do that? So if you hold the Chavos Das, it would be mutter to work at McDonald's. Because not pas b'chalav midaraisa, so there's no Isser Bishul. If you hold like the Prichadash, it's going to be Aser to work at McDonald's. Now, I looked at the video. I was trying to figure out when they put the cheese on. So it's true. The video is all about how amazing they are. Well, they have different videos you could watch. You could watch the McDonald's video, or you could do the video that's like how bad McDonald's is. Like, the employee that got fired, but undercover, like, looked at what's actually going on in the kitchen. Like, you know, so there are different videos you could watch. The ones that they want you to see and the ones they don't want you to see. But anyway, it looked like from the video that they don't actually put the cheese on until after they take the burger off the... McDonald's doesn't actually grill their burgers. For that, you have to go to Burger King. They use, like, a griddle, so it's not as geschmack, but anyway.
I just have
yak
on Burger King.
Well, I mean, if once you're going to have it, you go to Burger King. Plus, it's healthier. Anyway, so if... So they don't actually put the cheese on until after they take the burger off the griddle. Now, if that's true, that brings us back to Klav Hay, right? Because it's a cliché-y. Unless you hold, like, the Magen Avraham, Well, the Marshal isn't clear. Remember, Marshal might not hold it's a din bishul, might just be blios. But the Magen Avraham held that there's bishul for in a kli sheni for davar gush. Right? So if you hold like the Magen Avraham, and you hold like the pri chadash, you have to hold of both of those, then it would be aser to do this. But if you're mekel, you think kli sheni, you hold like the Ramah, or even if you hold like the Marshal, but you're not, you don't extend it to bishul, or you think that the Chavustas and others are right, then it would be mutter to work in McDonald's. Anyway, okay, good.
Why is there a servishal and basin available?
There is a servishal for basin available. If you hold, even if you hold in the Kunafla, that's what I'm saying. There is. The Ramban's Kunafla says there's no Esrahana, but there's still an servishal. Anytime it's basin chalam de Rabbanan, it's mutter bishal bana. Basin Mechelos Asim Midaraisa for Bishol.
Basin
Avela B'chalav is Asim Midaraisa. Basin Tameh is Mutter. If it's Taka, you know, if it's horse's meat at McDonald's, then for sure you could work there. But Mestama, they mix in a little bit of beef, just you know, in case the FDA shows up or something. Fine.
Would Rabbi Basin?
What?
Would Rabbi Basin?
It's not a good idea to work at McDonald's. anyway. Okay.
How does...
There was a Shaila like this. Somebody, I think Ray Willig was once asked a Shaila, that somebody gave him, I don't know how, he won, or somebody asked him the Shaila, they won like a coupon to this, to a steakhouse, a fancy steakhouse. So the question is, can they give it away, or could they sell it? Could you sell it on eBay? Could you give it away? So the problem is like this. So, okay, great, you know, what's wrong with the steakhouse? Well, it turns out at this steakhouse, all good tray steakhouses, they put butter on the steak, as if the steak isn't fatty enough. So then you have the shayla also, right? Okay. So that's the shaila. You know, do you have to throw out the tickets to the steakhouse, or can you?
But now it's the hanah issue, no?
Yeah, yeah. But okay, are we? So do we hold it in the kudin afla? We hold it in the kudin afla.
You're just selling the ticket.
What?
Use the ticket for any to buy any experience.
So that's the shaila. But let's say the ticket is free steaks. I don't know how what the ticket is. Maybe a free steak dinner. Face. Okay. I don't know if they sell pork. Fine.
What did
I don't remember. He cleared about the shaila. That was in answering the question. So he cleared about this. Fine.
I thought it's more liquidy, but it's still like.
No, it's. I mean, it would be like tigun. It's like the Rashi says about chaylov. I mean, if you had a lot of butter, it could be bishul. But I think they're roasting it. They're not like cooking it in a vat of butter. They sear it in butter after they're done.
They do it first. They sear it, then they grill it, then they sear it, but they baste it.
Aha. So then you have lachar bishul shaylos. Maybe that's different sad lachal. Okay, ayin sham. Fine. Mushan and chamei tverya. Sorry, we just gotta move a little bit. I feel like it's Tuesday, so we're even more behind. So in siv vav, the shulchan aruch writes mushan and chamei tverya are ein lokin alav. Where does he get this from? The Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it from? So the Magen Mishnah says, "Makorim is Meushan is an ibaydalo if shita and Yerushalmi nedarim." So therefore, the Rambam writes "Ein Lokin," meaning to say, "Mechor to Safik deraisa l'chumra." So you can't do it, Safik deraisa, but you don't get Malko Safik deraisa. And the Beis Yosef says, "Hu adin chamei tveria," because the Mashmas also. This is the Magen Mishnah seems this way. The Yerushalmi seems to be mashva chamei tveria and Meushan. Now that's very interesting because we know that Lagabe Shabbos, Chamei Tveria is certainly Pater. Obviously, it's Asmid Rabbanan, but not Bishol Medeoraisa. So, the Magen Mishnah seems to assume that that both of them are Safik Deoraisas, which means that we do not equate Shabbos and Basar B'chalov Lagabe Bishol. So, even though Lagabe Chamei Tveria Shabbos is Pater, by Basar B'chalav, it might be Chayav. Now, this contrasts the view of the Gra and the Pri Chadash and others who say, no, we do equate them. The Gra and the Prichadish both note that the Yerushalmi and Shabbos is mashma them Ushan is chayiv mishum bishul. And the way the Gra and the Prichadish say is, well, you see that the Yerushalmi and Shabbos is poshet the suffix of the Yerushalmi Nadarim, which means that the Rambam is wrong. The Rambam Taka should have said Lokin alav. You do get malkos for Meushan. And again, this takes for granted that we equate Shabbos and Bas B'chalav. What would the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef say back? They might say, no, you can't equate. It's true we're poshet the Shaila Lagabe Meushan B'Shabbos, but maybe not for Bas B'chalav. Why would Shabbos and Bas B'chalav be different? A couple of possibilities. Maybe you would say that Meushan would be a Toldov Bishul. In other words, maybe for Shabbos we have Toldos, and therefore you're Chayav. But for Bas B'chalav, maybe there aren't Toldos. This is a very famous Machlokas Rishonim, whether we have Toldos B'chal Tarkula. The Mari Katz, quoted by the Sheet Mugles at the beginning of Bava Kama, says that the idea of Toldos we learn Misfara, and they would apply B'chal Tarkula. Tosus and B'choris Chafemid Aleph says no. There's no Toldos B'chal Tarkula. That's mutter to be Tolesh Sa'ar B'chor, because Tolesh is only Chayv Mishem Tolda. It's a Tolda of Gozes. Ein Shem. So that's one possible way to be Miyashev, the Magid Mishnah and the Rambam. And the other possibility is to say, no, maybe, this we alluded to before, that there's just a different definition of Bishul on Shabbos and Bas B'chalav, because on Shabbos we focus on the Tikkun HaMaychal Al Yidei Chom, and here it's Mesukan. Bas B'chalav, you need Dafka Maisa Bishul, right? For example, it's Pashat Yud B'chayev on Shabbos for Tzli. Now again, that might have been a Yav, but assuming it's a Tolda, because the Av is Bishul Samimanim, and Sli is a Tolda. So either it's because of Toldos, or it's because, again, we're more Tikkun-oriented, or the like. Anyway, that's the Machlokas Lagabe, Machlokas Achronim / Rishonim, about Meushan. What about Chamei Tveria? So here, too, we have a similar Machlokas. We mentioned that according to Beis Yosef, Bidas Rambam, Chamei Tveria is also a Safek D'Oraisa. And again, the Prichadash Sefkan Beis makes the same point, that the Gemara on Shabbos Memo Beis says Mevashel B'chamei Tveria on Shabbos is definitely Potter. So Hu Adin Bas B'chalav. So, and the Gemara also says this. So again, we have the same Machlokas, which is, do we equate them or not?
Here.
Why is it? So, L'chora over here, right, B'chamei Tveria. So, L'chora, what why would you say Chamei Tveria is Pater? Let's say Bedasa, the Gra, and the Gra and the Pri Chadash, who say that Chamei Tveria on Basar B'chalav is definitely Pater. Not, so why not? In other words, Lamaisa, you have here a pot of milk that's boiling with meat in it, right? So what difference does it make if I go ahead, you know, I go to Old Faithful and I put my pot of Basar B'chalav on top of the thing, and then I go back, come back 15 minutes later, and right? Lamaisa, it's meat boiled in milk. What is the tzad to be potter? So either you'll have to say, no, for something to be bishul, you need eish. This is an eish. That goes back to the Sugin Shabbos, and the Ramban and the Avodah Zarah and the like. Or alternatively, it's because for Shabbos, you need dumya demishkan. Well, what about Bas B'chalav? So that would explain why there's a difference. You see, Shabbos, on the one hand, is likely to be more expansive, like we said, because they're toldos, but it might also be more narrow, because we might say you need dumya demishkan. That's why Shabbos might be pater for something like Chamei Tveria, because you need dumya demishkan, whereas you might say, this is again what the Beis Yosef and the Magen Mishnah have to learn, that Bas B'chalav is chayav, because l'maisa, in terms of the Metzias, this is exactly the same. So Shabbos is Pater because of Dumi Dibishkan. Well, maybe it is Derech Bishol.
People don't go out and...
Well, who says you need Derech Bishol when the results are the same? In other words, and that brings us back to what does Derech Bishol mean in terms of Shabbos? Derech Bishol mean the way people do things? Does Derech Bishol mean the way it was done in the Mishkan? Right? And in terms of Bas B'chalav, we have a Shaila. So that's why you could really make an argument, Lakan u'Lakan. So, Lamaisa, we have a machlokas aposkim. Again, according to the Pri Chadash, the Gra, Beis Lechem Yehuda, and others, we say like Shabbos, Memela, you're going to be pater. According to others, like the Pri Tawar, the Pri Megadim, the Krasi, Aruch HaShulchan, Beis Yitzchak, and again, the Mashmas of the Beis Yosef and the Magen Mishnah is, we're not Medame. Okay. So, the next question is, what is Me'ushan? Right? Simple question, but not actually such a simple solution. So what's going on with Me'ushan? So, you'll say, what do you mean? You smoked it. There was smoke. Well, was it Yad to lettuce bow? In other words, let's say I go ahead and I have a fire. Coming up from the fire is a lot of smoke. And then I hang some basar b'chalav there. So if it's Yad to lettuce bow, right, let's say I had a pot of milk with meat in it, and the smoke is still Yad to lettuce bow. So pashup shot is that for sure is going to be bishul d'oraisa, because where is that heat coming from? The heat's coming from the fire. Why would you say that it isn't basar b'chalav m'd'oraisa? Elamai, so what's the other option? It's less than Yad to lettuce bow? So then what's it said that you'd be chayiv on Shabbos, right? Right, it's pashut. For example, almost pashut, that on Shabbos you're not chayiv for kavush, right? Doesn't matter that the food is prepared. You need to be prepared through heat,
right,
in order to be chayiv for Shabbos. So if it's Yad to lettuce bow, again, assuming for a moment that we're talking about here basar b'chalav, in other words, meat in a pot of milk, so then if it's Yad to lettuce bow, pashut, you're chayiv. And if it's pachos miyad to lettuce bow, pashut, you'd be potter. So what is the case of Me'ushan that is a suffix? Itaka saw the Chedre Deya, quoted by the Bar Yeshulchan, says, he's so bothered by this question, says, yeah, it must be taka, it's a cold smoke, and it's not Yad to lettuce bow. Chore, that's a tema gdola. How could that be Nasa Deraisa, even on Shabbos? So, assuming you don't like to say like the Chedre Deya, so then what's going on? If you look at the Prisha, he gives two possibilities of what Me'ushan means. Number one, Shenischamim u'basar b'chalav b'ashan kimo b'chamei Tveria. L'chor, what he means is it's a hot smoke, and it's mamish goreim to bishul mamish. In other words, the way I thought chamei Tveria is very simple, right? You go ahead, you put your pot of meat and milk in Old Faithful, and mamish cooks it up like you would do on a stove. So, if so, then this is a pella, because what's the tzad? You would be potter. So I think what he probably means is it's very far from the fire, and the fire itself would not cause this to be hot, but the smoke carries the heat. Let's say you have like a pipe, right? So your fire's over here, and you have a pipe that carries the smoke to here, and taka boils the basar b'chalav. So we see that as the smoke heating it and doing the cooking, and memela, there's a tzad that you'd be potter, just like we say you're potter for, there's a tzad you're potter for chamei Tveria. That's his first answer. O yesh lomar, shenashra b'chalav v'achar kach talo bashan. This is like the simplest explanation, I would have thought. The Aruch HaShulchan also says this, which is, b'chor, we're talking about a hot smoke, and the point is very simple. You go ahead and you soak your meat in milk, let's say for a long time, so now the milk, the meat is absorbed with milk, and then you hang it over a hot smoke, and that causes it to cook, right? But you have no actual accumulation. That's why, this would explain why at least the Pri Chadash assumes it's a Kal V'Chomer. If you think that Me'ushan might be Chayev, right, which is just meat smoking over fire, over fire, so Kal V'Chomer, Tzli, will be Chayev.
What's the difference between one and two? I didn't understand.
Number one is you have a pot of milk with meat cooking in it that is boiled through the heat of smoke. Right? Now, number two could say, no, for sure that's chayiv midaraisa, no shayla. Rather, we're talking about a case where you soaked meat in milk. There is no milk anymore. You take the meat out of the milk. No milk here, just a piece of meat. that is blios of chalav, and then you smoke it, just like you would smoke other things.
Sort of back to the shadow that we
smoke. No, because it's a hot smoke, so that's why the tzad is you could be chayev. Again, assuming, at least, again, this works much better if you learn like the Pri Chadash, assuming that tzli is chayev, so now we have a shayla, what about mushan? Mushan is similar to tzli, it's much further away from the fire, right? So just it's getting smoked. But it's pashut that if it's a cold smoke, you'd be pater, right? You don't have to say like the Chedrei Deah.
I meant that we're back to our first
shayla
of Pios, meaning you don't have two mamashos.
Oh no, you do, because it was boleh mamashus of chalav, right?
Wouldn't holding like the second tzad, the assumption would be that the first tzad is not the chayav?
Well, you don't have to say that, but you could say that.
If you would say that, wouldn't that mean that distance of the heat source doesn't matter?
I would assume. In other words, the pasha, as long as it's yad soled as well, I would have assumed, until I started reading this, I had assumed that if the heat is coming from the fire, so it doesn't matter how far it is. And l'chora, it's not the smoke that brings the heat. This is the heat of the fire.
So I'm saying, should that be true for Tzli as well? If the second sound assumes that the reason why the first sound is not the chad is good special,
right,
no matter how far away it is, since that.
Yeah, but that would be true for Tzli. Meaning, say, if you have an open fire and you have a pot of milk with meat in it, even if it's 10 feet away, if it's going to boil, it's going to be usher.
Right, so I'm saying, then why would we call this Mirshan and not sleep just because it's
in the second side?
The second side, just because it's far away. It's like slapping it on a grill with having been soaked.
So it's a good question. It's maybe one step different in the following way. I assume the suffix is like this. While it's true that it's hot, even in the second tzad, however, the bishul takes place through the smoking. Meaning to say that the tikkun ha'ocha, what makes it go from raw and inedible to cooked and edible, is not the heat, but the smoke. Now, it happens to be that you need the smoke to be hot, because otherwise it's pashut your pater on Shabbos. But it's still not the heat that's cooking it. In other words, you have to ask the chef, you know, what's making this cooked? What's making this not raw? Right? Nobody thinks of, I don't know, lox as raw. Right? But they're smoked. So the point is, what made them not raw is the smoke, not the heat. Now, that would be true even if it's in a hot environment.
Is that clear in terms of just like the Shabbos Rabbis? Things that are cooked by heat but are never yad soled, right? Which there are things like that exist, right? So
I'm assuming it's pashut that's pater.
Yes.
I mean, obviously the Chedrei Deah isn't assuming that.
But to me,
yes. Because it's pachus miyad soledes bo. That's a pashut pshat in all of Hilchos Shabbos, which is why we're never worried about anything if it's less than yad soledes bo. You can go ahead and put things next to a fire if they're less than yad soledes bo on Shabbos, right? Or as long as they don't reach yad soledes bo mikra din. Okay, maybe where it goes there that you're going to forget to remove it. But fundamentally, I think when you look through Hilchos Shabbos, we always say, oh, as long as it's not yad soledes bo, there's no problem. And nobody ever said, well, no, maybe this is something that cooks at less than yad soledes bo. Right? As opposed to, Kali Abishal. Notice we have a category that breaks the rules. Kali Abishal could cook in Klisheni, but it's presumably Klisheni that's Yad Soledes Bo.
Maybe then just over here it wouldn't be Tali. Wouldn't be Tali like asking a chef what cooks it, the smoke and the heat. That's when the heat cooks it, but since we're not Mesiachis, the heat is cooking it, but it's Bachus Yad Soledes, we're going to say the smoke cooked it.
Right, but that I'm saying like this. Since there's a suffek pater, since we have a suffek in Hilchos Shabbos as well, right? It can't be that pshat, because in Shabbos we fight. If it was just a basal halav shayla, I would totally agree. That would have been my intuition immediately, to say like you, which is it's smoking, but it's not yad soledes bo, and okay, we have a shayla. But once it turns out that this is a shaila, equally a shaila, you know, at least in the Yerushalmi Nedarim, equally a shaila for Bas B'Halav and Shabbos. And in Hilchos Shabbos, we seem to take for granted that you need Yad Tzolatas Bo. So therefore, must be, we're not away off of this. Again, there is an opinion that learns like you. That side that you're suggesting is the view of the Chadrei Deya. Why do I think that's such a difficult shot? I think it's such a difficult shot because how could that be a suffix legabe Hilchos Shabbos? Okay. Good. So again, so whatever Ishan is, what's the halacha by Ishan? So again, according to the Mechaber, L'chor Tesafik D'Raisa, according to B'chadish Negra, you're Chayev. And there are also those who say it's Asma D'Rabbanan, L'vush, the Yavitz, Chachmas Adam, and others. The Chachmas Adam writes, Ham'ushan, kol elo asur mevishol mid'Rabbanan, v'chein ha'ochlin ein lochin rishon bas b'chalav, v'nat Torah el mid'Rabbanan. L'chora, we pass in like the first opinion, namely Tesafik D'Raisa. Now, this is a very, very common shaila. Where is it a common shaila? It's a common shaila because l'chora, it comes up by cooking through steam. Now this will obviously depend on which view you have of Ishan. But most cooking done in industrial settings, like in factories, are cooking through steam. What does that mean, cooking through steam? You have a boiler, which boils water, and then the steam goes through pipes, and that is the source of heat. It's much easier to control and there's less burning and the like. So if you hold that Me'ushan is Bishol Mederaisa, then probably you're going to hold that steam. The post can call that Kitur, as is an Isser Deraisa. If you hold that it's not Asser Mederaisa, or it's a suffix, so then presumably Kitor would be. So I'll give you...
Why is there no tzad that Kitor should be more chabur? Because it's like...
There is a tzad, but the point is that you have... It's very similar. Again, this goes back to how you understand Ushan, as I said before. But if you assume Ushan, let's take the first pshat in the Prisha. So the point is, you have piped in smoke that's causing this to cook. So why should piped in smoke be different than piped in steam? So many poskim assume, I agree that you could be machalik, but many poskim assume, and I think this is the simplest explanation, that piped in smoke and piped in steam that caused something to cook would be identical. So this comes up less in basar b'chalav. I'll give you a place where the poskim talk about it that's ma'isim b'chol yom, though. Comes up more, which is... tuna fish. So, tuna fish has a lot of interesting halachic shailas. Rav Moshe's a tshuva, you know, a lot of the way the non-Hamish tuna brands work is oftentimes there are these big ships that go out for months at a time at sea to capture lots of tuna, and the ships actually have canneries on the ship. They don't, like, wait to bring it back. They can the tuna. How do you can the tuna? So that's a very big shiloh, which is that, you know, usually we require mashgiach to identify fish as kosher. There's no mashgiach tmidi on these fish, which is why many poskim say that you have to buy hamish tuna. Okay, but that's not our shiloh for now, so we're going to ignore that. You're makel on that shiloh. And there's a lot of svaros to be makel. So now, well, we have a different problem. What's the problem? Bishalakam. You'll tell me maybe tuna fish isn't Ola Shulchan Malachim. Not so clear. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But let's even assume that you're right. They would never serve tuna fish, canned tuna fish, on Shulchan Malachim. But it's actually not so pashit. Why? Because how do they can the tuna? They take the raw tuna, put it into a can, and then you cook the can. Right? And then the food cooks in the can. That's how it works. Now, apparently, if you were to actually open these cans right away, fresh steamed tuna, it's delicious. It's a delicacy, right? In other words, they do serve tuna at the White House. It's tuna steaks or fresh steamed tuna or the like. They don't serve tuna fish from a can, but that's because the cans are like 6 months old. But if you would actually, like be on that fishing cannery boat. And as soon as they make it, you then opened up the can, hot, fresh steam tuna. Ah, apparently I've never tried this before. They say it's a delicacy.
Is that a difference that it's in a can?
The fact that it's delicious, right. It's rowy to serve in this state, al shulchan malachim, it just happens to be in a can. Pashup shot is, does not make it in al shulchan malachim. This is a discussion, you could ask Yoni, we discussed this extensively in the Vishalachim, Sugyas, and Matt, and the like. But, assuming we're, you too, half the chavura came out. So, anyway, we should put on the v'china. Anyway, so assuming that it would be Ola al Shulchan Malachim, so then Taka, we have a Shaila. Is it Bishalakim? But maybe it won't be Mekel, because how do they cook? Do they boil it? No. What's the source of it? It's steamed. Steamed. Kitor. So Ravadi is Mekel. Yabi Omer Yordea Hetes. He says that since we paskin like the Magid Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch, that Kitor is what? Safek. So, Safek deraisa l'chumra, it's true. But, Bishalakim is what? Derabanan, Safek derabanan l'hakel. So it's mutter, no Bishalakim. He has some other issues there. But al Bishalakim is Mekel. And just one second, Shevet Alevi is also Mekel, that's Tes Kufnun Vav, except he says he's Mekel only with the sniff that. Anyway, there's some poskim that are mako whenever it's like the cooking is done in a factory, there's no shaychus to the, there's no kir of das at all, even possible to the people that cooked it or the like. But batem, they're both mako because they say that since this is kitor, it's cooked through kitor, and kitor is a safek, so safek drabanan l'hakel. So Rav Yashiv, among others, doesn't like this. He says, you don't understand the Metzius, because there is liquid inside the can, right? Like, you know, when you open up the can, you have to drain out the liquid. The steam causes that liquid to boil in the can, which will cook it. So that's what Rav Yashiv is saying. Rav Yashiv says, this is exactly his point, he says, no, that anytime the steam causes liquid to cook, that is, in other words, like maybe the second answer of the Prisha, not the first, right? Comes back to that Shaila. Then it's going to be Bishal Deraisa for sure. The only Shaila of Kitor or Me'ushan is if there is no liquid, right? So if it was steaming without liquid, if the cans had no liquid in them. So generally we assume that oil, like with a lot of oil, is Bishal. Anytime there's a liquid that it's cooking in the liquid, not that the oil is used as a lubricant to prevent burning. We'll get to this when we do Hechsher Kalim. But like deep frying has the status of Bishal. L'chum and l'kula. For example, you could do Hagalah if you deep fry. Whereas you might need Libun if you pan fry with minimal oil, just oil as a lubricant. Anyway, that's all for June. Anyway, so that's what some of the poskim say about kitor, which, again, many poskim assume would be treated the same as me'ushan. Yeah. But again, then the question is, what do you hold by me'ushan? So it's going to, the kitor shailas really go back to, how do you poskim by me'ushan, and B, how do you define me'ushan, as we've just seen? Yeah.
I didn't have the official hakum element. Does it matter how you cook it? If something that is Oshel Melachim in one form of cooking.
So that's another interesting Shaila. For now, we won't get into
it. We're assuming that.
Yes, that's what they're assuming.
That it needs to be the specific definition, because I don't think that even steam to the fish cans are.
What you're saying is like this. You're saying, one second, like there's no Bishlakim for Tzli? What difference does it make that it's not Bishal? Yeah, okay. Well,
a
different question.
I assume that even if steamed tuna, as soon as you take it right out of the can, it's delicious.
Right.
I don't think anyone steams tuna to serve the lighthouse.
They probably roast tuna. Yeah, I had that ha'ara also.
Grill it,
yeah. I had that ha'ara also. I have to ask the White House.
Also, Snechokai.
Yeah, I don't know. You have to ask. I would assume that way also. And and you know, ask the chefs at the White House if they do this. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of sushi. Tuna is common in sushi.
Very common.
Yeah. Okay,
also,
could be.
Tuna is served in a thousand different cuisines, raw in a thousand different ways.
Okay, so maybe it's much more kal nowadays.
Mm.
Okay, good. Maybe Rav Eliashiv would be maker. Really?
Yeah, because in a lot of like Hawaiian kind of South Pacific,
they do here.
Yeah, it's here.
It's here.
Kosher.
A kosher raw tuna store. Unbelievable. Okay, great. All right. Gewaldig. Fine. Very helpful. Also on Shabbos, and maybe it won't be mux anymore. Fine. Good. Anyway, this brings us to another very common shaila, which is microwaves. So I was once asked this shaila. Somebody worked at some type of group home that wasn't Jewish. They didn't serve kosher food. And as an employee, they sometimes had to heat up meals in a microwave. Now, microwave meals are pre-cooked, usually. In this case, this was the case. They were totally cooked. Then they're frozen. And then you put them in a microwave to heat up again. So, and they were basar b'chalav. So the question was, can they go ahead and heat up these meals in a microwave for their patient? So here we have two tzadim lahakel. One tzad lahakel is the bishul achar bishul shayla, right? If you're makel for bishul achar bishul, then you could be makel here. That's what we talked about when we did this last time. The next shayla is, what about microwaves? So in general, what's the halacha? Is there bishul basar b'chalav for microwaves? So this is a discussion in the poskim. The badei shulchan is misupik if it's asar midoraisa according to the Rambam or not. He leaves off with the tzarch ion. You all are familiar with the discussion in Shabbos about this question. There's a Igros Moshe about it, Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Gimel. This might be totally in the Machlokas Rashi Rambana as to why Bishul B'cham is Pater. Is it because it's uncommon, or is it because there's no Eish? Another Nafkamina might be Dud Shemesh. Is that right? Shlomo Zalman's Kula, because there's no Eish? Or do you say no? Now that's Derech Bishul, it's a normal way to cook. Now, even if you're Machmir on Shabbat, like Rav Moshe is, because Rav Moshe seems to hold any time something becomes normal, it's going to be Bishul B'Doraisa, that's still not 100% Pasha to extrapolate from there to Bas B'Chalav, like we said, maybe on Shabbat you only Chai Mishum Tolda. In fact, that's what Rav Moshe writes in his Shuvah. He thinks it would be a Toldas Bishul on Shabbat, so maybe that wouldn't necessarily apply to basar b'chalav. Maybe for basar b'chalav, there would be no. Even if it becomes very commonplace, still it's not bishul of the Torah. And if you hold that there's no toldos, if it's not the bishul of the Torah, then it wouldn't be asar midoraisa. So what do the poskim say? Again, you could a lot of clearing, but Rav Eliashiv thinks it's asar midoraisa. Again, assuming it's normal, and he assumes it's normal by now. Many poskim, like I said, the Badei Shulchan, Rabbi Forst in the Art Scroll book, Rav Avadia, and others are mesupak. They treat it as a suffik deraisa, which might mean that for you could, like we talked about when we did the shaila in terms of the bishul achar bishul shaila, that's you could definitely use it as a sniff. Some say it's asar midrabanan, horos nasan. Not sure where he came up with this drabanan from, but I assume it means any time, just like we saw the possibility of meushan being drabanan, that they did create some esure bishul midrabanan, and the like. Okay, more to say about that, but we've got to move. So, another interesting shaila, which we've done already, but I just want to remind you of, is the din, because it relates to the sugya, the sugya meaning derech bishul asar taira, of the din of bittul by basar b'chalav, right? We saw the Rush and maybe Tosfos and Nida that say that really it's not pshat, when you have 1% chalav, 99% basar, you drop a little bit of chalav into your chalent, that it's mutter als bittel, because really there shouldn't be bittel als tater bhatter. It's just that Derech Bishul Aser Torah says it's only aser when it's bichdei nesinas tam. What I didn't mention when we did this last time is that there are Rishonim that might disagree with this, and according to the Shach, we might even paskin like those Rishonim. And for more information on that, you should speak to Rabbi, who's an expert on this topic. I will point out, though, it does come up in our sitting, but maybe we'll wait till cheese making to discuss that. But there's an important Ramakom on this topic. But we'll wait till we talk about cheese. No, that it is altspittel, meaning to say, no, everybody agrees that it's mutter if it's not, if there's no nesinas tam. The shaila is it mutter altspittel, or is it mutter because it's just not the iser in the first place? It's not shaykh bittel hatabatter, right? And I read the shach one way last time, and Rabbi told me, that showed me after we learned this that maybe in light of Shach and Hochul's Kilayim you could read the Shach that we did. But anyway, so right, there are different nafkaminas. One nafkamina, for example, would be whether it's mutter to do it lechatchila. If you don't like the Rash, you can make the case that we already saw that most poskim seem to assume lahachmir on this, but you could make the case that there's no din of bittul iser lechatchila on bas pchalav. Whereas if you hold that you need bittul, so then it would be you would say bittul iser lechatchila. I mentioned before, I guess once we're at it, right? So the raya to that is we'll see that all Rishonim seem to assume that you're not allowed to make cheese from a or keva shchuta. Now, there's no, right, according to the Magash and the Rambam and the like, there's no din maimed over there, kishneim hatter. And also, it's less than 160th, which is why it's mutter b'di'avet. So why shouldn't you be able to do a lechatchila? If you really hold the rush, and you say, well, once the rush is true, then there should be no din even a bittul iser lechatchila at all, then it should be mutter. And yet everybody seems to assume that it's aser. Well, almost everybody. We'll talk about that. So that's, again, we'll get there soon when we start talking about cheese. Okay. Chalav zachar. So what is chalav zachar? So first of all, the makor for this is a Gemara, Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, that makes a drasha chalav imo, chalav imo, velo chalav zachar. And therefore chalav zachar, we already alluded to this before, but we'll just be marchiv a little bit. The Magid Mishnah is midayik from the Rambam, that chalav zachar, though, is still aser midirabanan. And the Shach Sifkan Tazayin cites this Magid Mishnah. Now the Ramah then says a very interesting thing. He says, well, Chalav Zachar is lo mikri Chalav Klau. And the question is, what does the Ramah mean to say? So I think the simple reading of the Ramah is, the Ramah is saying, there's not even an Isser Drabanan for Chalav Zachar. Now, why not? Why is Chalav Zachar different than all the other ones, right? For example, mechalav, there is an Isser Drabanan. So chalav zachar, why should it be different? So if you look at the Gras of Katan Yud Zayin, he writes, that's because chalav zachar is not even a mashka. For example, even lahachshir zrayim, so it's worse than mechalav. Mechalav is a mashka. It's just not midiraisa chalav for these purposes. And l'chora, he's trying to explain the Ramah, right? Why would Chalav Zachar be different than Mechalav? Answer, Mechalav is Machshir. Now the problem with this is that Lamaisa, the Gemara, needs a drasha to be Mema'et Chalav Zachar from Basar B'Chalav. In other words, if you said, when I first read the Gemara, I said, oh, very simple. What the Gemara is saying is that Chalav Zachar is not Chalav at all, and therefore there's not even an Isser Drabanan, whereas opposed to like Mechalav. But the problem is, Lamaisa, we do have a drasha. And also what he says in terms of being Machshir is in Pasha. If you look at Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, it's not a Mashka because it's Mistama Yatza Shalola Ratzon. And that's why you need a miyut for Bas B'Chalav, even though it's not a Mashka, because it could be a Mashka, it's just not Yatza Shalola Ratzon. So I'm not sure what the Gram means.
What does that mean?
means to say left the body shaloli ratzon, and therefore it's not, doesn't have a dinashka. Anyway, the shach sifkat and tazayin is a very different mahalach. He says that, right, again, the question is, what's going on here? Is seemingly the Ramah is disagreeing with the Magid Mishnah, which is very shver, right? Why in the world is the Ramah disagreeing with the Rambam, and the Magid, or at least the Magid Mishnah is diyuk in the Rambam? Strange thing to do. So no, he wants to say there's actually no machlokas. So what's the Ramah talking about? He's talking about chalav zachar shal adam. Anyone ever have that experience? I don't know. Not sure what he's referring to. But anyway, apparently, if there's human male milk, so that's what the Ramah is saying. That's not even asher midrabbanan. The Prima Gadim points out that if you look at the Isher V'Hatter, which is the makor for the Ramah, it's quite clear that it's talking about behema, chalav zachar shal behema.
I thought that.
But and one of the reasons why I think the shach is such a shver pshat, beside you saw it the opposite in Isher V'Hatter.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's also mosel lo shchicha.
No,
behema.
You would come out and say chalav isha, but you call it
chalav isha. Oh, so that's what I don't understand in the shach, which is it's very strange because we already learned that chalav isha isn't chalav, right? It's only aser al tmaras ayin. So, what is the chiddush the Ramah? I would have thought that male human milk is worse than female human milk.
Yeah, because it's called a parashmirat.
Yeah, because of what?
Because it's called a parashmirat toda, I think. That's why he's medaled to chalav isha and berak lein, because it's a chiddush that they're not
aser. Aha, you're saying there's like a gzeres hakasav.
His mamish says like it's like.
It's a gzeres hakasav. You're saying if you look at this vater talk, it sounds like it is male.
That's what I thought. I didn't
say
for so long, but.
And you want to say that, and taka, there is a havamina that's worse than female milk, and that's what the Gra is saying. That's what the Shach is saying.
So
okay,
what was the Havamina?
Havamina is that it's usher independently. Not that none of takes here out of chalav. It's just you're not allowed to eat it.
Right now, it's still not obvious why that should make it work in terms of basar b'chalav.
He is medaled to it. He brings up Miraklan for some reason. Right?
That's why you think it's this way. Anyway, so in the end of the day. The Gra, the Prima Gadim, the Yad Yehuda all understand that the Ramah is disagreeing with the Mechaber, like, and he's talking about animal male milk, as opposed to the Shach, where it's not arguing. Okay, we'll stop here.